At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis. RX Bar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RXBAR on rxbar.com for 25% off. Subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025, and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse. Couple of agenda notes for this Thursday live edition on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. I don't think anybody's contacted Dan in a while. You like your insurance? Okay, that's cool. Basements are flooding. You got good flood insurance? Dan can help you out. Check him out, Dan Shaney. Give him a call. Let him know that you heard him on Into the Winklerverse. Yeah, in the basement, we were okay. I feel bad for a lot of people that weren't. Hopefully you've taken care of that situation with the 500-year flood that we had. Man, that is pretty tough. I'm joined today by myself. Always good to be here. Yeah, the cheek's a little, well, it's about the same. This is from the COVID year. I've got the cutout that I bought from the Brewers, and then they stuck it up way up high for no reason. What a joke. I don't have that hat anymore, actually. It was a shit hat. Tim Shea's here.
What's up, Tim? What's up, Bart? And Plastic Bart.
Good to see you.
I don't know.
Remember when the Brewers stuck this in the 400s?
I don't know how good my reception will be. I'm in Bumblefuck, Illinois. So.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Going to a college soccer game tonight.
Oh, nice. Got the day off, little vacation.
Go Marquette.
Oh, you don't look natural in that shirt.
What?
You do not look right in that shirt. I know your niece, right?
Yeah. First college game tonight.
The things you do for family.
Exactly, right?
Tim Shea in a Marquette shirt.
Go Golden Eagles.
I want to talk some Brewers here, so I'm glad you're here. We're going to win-loss the Bucks schedule when it comes out.
Okay.
That's coming out in like 10 minutes.
You're really going to go through every game?
I don't know. It depends how interesting you are.
I just did my win-loss for the Badgers on Twitter, or X, whatever you want to call it.
I want to call it Twitter.
I said they're going to go 6-6.
I just broke down some Badgers with Jay Kokorowski of Badger Observer. Please check out that podcast.
Nice. I mean, apparently I was said that's a stretch for 6-6. So,
I mean, if they make a bowl game this year, I think the state's going to turn itself upside down celebrating. Sure. I don't think we're in for good of a year. Hey, I did, not to get way ahead of myself, but I was looking at postseason scheduling.
Oh, I'm ready. October 4th. Here we come. October 4th.
I'm looking at.
I'm bypassing that wild card. Bypassing that wild card week. So,
Tim, the Badgers. Remember how the Badgers are coming to Fiserv to play Oklahoma?
Yeah.
That's night one of the World Series.
Isn't that Oklahoma game an exhibition game anyway?
Still, the Badgers are in Milwaukee. That's fun.
Canceling that. I'll be at World Series game. I'm going to start picking up, doing a lot more on the weekend. DoorDash, Uber, Lyft, because someone's going to need some more money to pay for these playoff tickets.
Oh, I feel you. I'm trying to get to this one of these games because my brother's going to be in town, and we're like, oh yeah, let's look at the game, and it's Bob Uecker's celebration of life. You know how expensive that's going to be?
Oh yeah, it's
even the night before is Bob Uecker umbrella. Like it's, I feel like I got the last ship you know, before the flood, when I got those $60 tickets, two rows up from the dugout against the Rockies.
Yeah.
It's $60 just to get in right now.
Hey, $12 if you just want to go to that Arizona game flash sale till Friday. $12 tickets, terrace level, though.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll go to one of those. Hey, Al says, saw Tim talking to a hot bartender at the fair last week.
I wonder if he's the one that took the picture with me. Someone took a picture with me.
Did they post it?
I don't know. Someone came up to me. Also, there was another person, and now I forgot their name. Alex, I think? Maybe?
Jake is here as put the burgers down haters.
Yeah, I'm upset. I'm very upset.
About what?
I've just taken a lot of mental notes on people that were talking shit after the trade deadline, and now they're all of a sudden the Brewers are the thing, and oh, George Webb, and it's like, you know what? No, I'm not gonna allow that to happen.
What, we can't be mad that they didn't try to get better?
Yeah.
They did get better. What are you talking about?
At the
trade Gelby Miller?
They made trades during the season, sure.
That's Brandon Lockridge? Correct,
because they were smart enough to make trades earlier and get more value out of those trades than the idiots that wait till the very end when the market for these players go up because everybody's talking trade. So they're punished because they were smarter than everybody else. I can't hear it. I can't.
I think that's being a little too gatekeepy.
I think it's people are talking out of two sides. That's what I think.
No, I think that it's – no, you're able to celebrate any time they do anything good. The trade deadline fear is that once they get to the playoffs, there'll be like a bat missing or a pitcher missing that they could have gone and gotten, and you're protecting your elite farm system. It's one of the best. One of the best farm systems. I've noticed that I've started like –
yeah, your Trump is good. It's low-key good.
I like – when I'm talking, when I'm doing, like, interviews, and I'm like, it comes out. I don't even do it. I don't even ever do it. But I think we're all just kind of, like, osmosisly adapting to that style of speech.
You bring the hands in, and then you bring them out. That's how you do it. It makes you seem smarter. Mm-hmm. But, no, I – look – this team in the last, I think, 30 games is playing at about 130 win pace.
The bullpen, not the auto pen, the bullpen.
There's a lot of guys. They strike out. Not so much in Milwaukee. Right here, we work the counts. We work all sides of the field. No, they're the last, I think, 30 games, they're playing at like 130 win pace. They're the best team in baseball. If they don't win in the playoffs this year, it's not a talent issue. And it's not a payroll issue. And I'm so, so sick and tired of people that think higher payroll equates to better baseball. That's not how it works. The Brewers are one of the best run organizations in all of sports. Adanasio is one of the best owners in all of sports. And if you don't see that, you're just too thick-headed or just too ignorant to understand the economics of the sport.
Are you coming to us from Brewers, North Korea? What the fuck?
I'm coming to you as an educator, okay? I'm here to destroy the casuals that now all of a sudden they want to go to Miller Park. They want to, you know, get in the tailgate. They want to wear the same shirt as the guy next to them because it's the cool thing to do. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of when, like, the Blackhawks got good, and then all of a sudden everybody you know that lives in Milwaukee County is a Blackhawks fan.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it's American Family.
It's Miller Park, Tim. Just
okay, if we're going to talk to the casuals, it's American Family. All right.
The one year where the Brewers were playing the Cubs and the Blackhawks were in the Stanley Cup and, like, there were more Blackhawks jerseys than Brewers or Cubs jerseys, that really made me very pissed off.
No, and then you know what the same story is from all those people? Well, actually, my dad was a big Blackhawks fan, so that's why I'm a Blackhawks fan. They say the same shit about the Cubs, too. But funny, it's only when the Cubs are winning that you see the people in Wisconsin that are Cubs fans. Go figure.
I need to play for you how I started my show on the Infinity Sports Network last night. in a second. And I'm mad because Andrew said, I get too whiny, brother. Now, Andrew's a rock solid supporter of the channel. But I'm getting mad because I tweeted something like, the Brewers need to win this game so I can stand in line for an hour for a burger I don't even want. I don't think that's negative.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that's not an accurate representation of how people feel about George Webb. Nobody likes George Webb, sure, but we like the chase for free George Webb. And Armin's right. It's not about the burgers. It's about the memories we made along the way.
I will say, I don't think it's your strongest tweet. I think there's a lot of people making
I got
that
more
same
likes on that, even though I'm being shadow banned because I don't have a check mark, which I have been thinking about getting.
Oh, boy, we're back to this.
We are back to that.
The $10 if you want that.
I was laughing at the last podcast that you're never been more available and never more anonymous. Like that is kind of fun.
I've never had more exposure, yet I've never been more irrelevant.
Yeah.
And I would like to take this opportunity because I'm being more outward about it again. The media market in this town is dog shit. It's absolutely terrible. You all know my issues with the game.
Preaching the choir there.
And minus the Billy and Armin show and Tim Allen. But I've not really touched ESPN Milwaukee because I don't know.
Why would you?
But the way they are all just aggregating this, Jordan loves injury. Get out of here.
Just
first
lazy
of all, you can't be injury prone. It's a myth. Injury prone is a myth.
Unless you're Garrett Mitchell, then I think there's some legitimacy.
Oh yeah, Garrett Mitchell. I can tell you what I'm trying to find. How I started the show last night. I can tell you, but it's better if I
dropped it. It was streaming live. There was Zach reporting the news as possible. Already a million people watching this. Lot of people all day. Daddy's home. Me, I'm dead. On the internet. I'm just kind of tired how everyone's been acting. I think everybody's been acting poorly. And I'm going to be daddy. We have a daddy complex. I want to be daddy. Daddy's home. Me, I'm daddy. I want to lay down the law. I'm laying down the law now. Me, Bart Winkler, laying down the law. And that's what I'm doing here tonight. All right.
Yeah. I got mad at Schefter for like jersey chasing the Travis Kelce Taylor Swift. He's like, I'm watching, Jason. He's like, look how many people are watching this, you guys. The Schefters are clocked in. Adam Schefter, who's able to give any interview. Oh, it's so hard. I don't know my family anymore. His family's probably, his kid's probably in the other room like, Daddy, come read me a book. I'm watching Jason Kelce talk to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, man. I don't know how we got here, but I do like the idea of someone hosting a podcast and then playing a clip of their radio show on their podcast.
This podcast and my show serve each other.
Yeah.
They exist in the same universe.
It's just like egotistical inception going on here.
No, the show is like the MCU movies, and the podcast is like the Disney Plus show. You don't have to watch both Marvels to enjoy everything, but it really helps.
I feel like the podcast is more like the 1992 Fantastic Four movie that like nobody
the unreleased one.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Q burns you very hard.
Yeah, I mean, that's
he
exactly
said, Mr. Original IP. With his cool 5 years ago clear frames.
Wait a minute. So Q is going to be the one trying to rip on somebody for their glasses? Come on now. Hipster Stanley Tucci? Come on.
Yeah. Bring it on, well, buddy. Here he is on Q right back from his cooking show from Italy.
Hello.
Hipster Stanley Tucci.
I
love
missed
your Captain America, Q.
I missed whatever nonsense Jake was saying, but I feel like he's talking to me and my hatred for Mark Antanasio, which, like,
I was Jake, subtweeting a little bit there.
Jake, like, I don't know. I'm pretty sure you used to hate Mark Antanasio, so I'm not sure where, like, okay, so
Do you guys like each other?
I'd say we're everybody. Like, we're like frenemies.
Fight so. Forever. Fight forever.
No, I feel like we're on the same page with, like, LaFleur. That's where you might be confused.
Yeah, Scrappy-Doo. Fuck yeah. LaFleur. God, I've been so close to saying fuck LaFleur on the show.
This has to be his last season. Like,
get him out of here.
I would be shocked if they do anything this season. And I think Ed Policy's going to have a fall, man. So that's my prediction for the season.
He's just got too much. Is he older than his brother, Mike? Because he's got real younger brother vibes. And that might just be with McVay and Shanahan.
I mean, unless there's all these reports from the green and gold guzzling beat reporters saying that, like, LaFleur's got a new edge. Like, he's bringing the heat this year. He's not a beta anymore. And I don't believe it for a second. I think, like, I'm very excited for the next preseason game. I hope we get trounced again. And then, like, I just want to see, like, what these forever optimistic beat reporters say. And I'm going to say, like, beat reporters in quotes, because these podcast guys, it's like just like jerking off the organization under the table. Like, they just like guzzle it. So I know you're friends with some of them, but it's like, it's ridiculous.
They're binos, Q. They're beats in name only.
Yeah. But back to Mark Antanasio.
No, you could do rhinos. You could still do reporters in name only.
Back to Mark A. Do any of you think we would have won 12 games in a row if Mark A was the one having to pay for these free burgers?
Oh, no.
I think he would have ran on the field and, like, stolen all the baseballs to make sure he didn't have to pay, like,
let me say, like, something
half
positive.
Million bucks for this stuff.
I want to say something positive about Mark A.
He has nice hair.
Well, as do all two of the four of us. I talked about the Twins last night because their owners were setting up to sell and then they decided not to sell. And the fan base is fucking pissed. Like, they are furious, and they should be. That family that owns the Twins, they treat them like it's a, you know,
they just
treat them like it's a side hustle.
They just sold the entire team.
Yeah, they got rid of all their players. They treat it like it's just some podcast they randomly do twice a week, maybe. They're not treating it like it's their main – come on. Like, it's their main thing. And so Twins fans are pissed. So what I talked about was the Brewers, the reason that I don't think they're ever going to win a World Series, I've always said that, the reason that I still get into them and get this, you know, into them is because they're not letting baseball's structure stop them. Like, baseball, it is rigged against people that are poor, that have less money. And they're like, okay, well, we're still going to invest internationally. We're still going to try to make trades. We're still going to try to be creative with our trades. We're still going to try to find diamonds in the rough. We're confident about what we can do as an organization. We're confident in our pitching lab. We're confident in all these things to get the best out of what we can get the best out of. And then they may get to, like, the World Series and then lose because they didn't trade for a bat. And then we can say, well, did you – was that because you invested too much in your farm system, or was it financially, you know, are you kind of skewed there? They're going to go as far as they can until the system stops them. That's how I feel about the Brewers. These other teams like the Twins and the A's and the Pirates, they just look and say, oh, no salary cap. Fuck this. We're not even going to try. We're still going to make money for the inherent nature of baseball and sports franchises and, you know, whatever. When Mark Antanasio said, is it my job to win a World Series, or is it my job to bring families a summer of entertainment and passion? That son of a bitch. That son of a bitch has done it. This summer has been full of entertainment. It's been full of passion. We were one game away from getting free burgers. And then the team, 3 weeks later, gave us free burgers from 2 to 6 on Wednesday. You have to start to get your vouchers on Friday. Blah, 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 blah. Can't just open the fucking restaurants. Hey, free burgers. No, no, we got to all fucking come in here. It's always like Taco Bell. They steal a base, steal a taco. Come between Tuesday, 2 p.m. to 3. Can I take off, sir? I need to go get my free taco. Come on. 2 to 6. 2 to 6. You know how long, those lines are going to be? Because half of the George Webbs in this town have closed in the last 5 years. Also, there's one in Peshtico. I might drive up to that one. Hashtag content.
Bart, so it sounds to me like it was kind of a roundabout way of saying that Mark Attanasio is one of the best owners in sports. That's what it sounded like to me.
Can I answer that?
Well, let me just quickly.
He's the best. He's the best owner every July and August. Every single July and August, dude looks fucking brilliant. And I'm glad that you're sucking on the Mark A. like lies again, because you're just going to be devastated in playoffs. So sorry, Bart, it's your show. Go back to answering.
It's the Winkler verse.
Do you really think that they didn't make a move because Attanasio wouldn't sign off on spending more money? Because that's just 100%. Categorically false. That's categorically false.
I kind of think they protected their farm system too much.
Did you see what the GM said after we made like the most marginal trades ever? He literally thanked Mark Attanasio for allowing him to spend like $5,000 more. It's ridiculous. He's a penny pincher.
I saw Mark Attanasio get interviewed on a Brewers broadcast talking about pretty much like putting it out there that he wanted Suarez, and that didn't happen. It didn't happen.
He can make it happen.
Spending the money. No, that he puts his faith in Matt Arnold, which is the smart thing to do because Matt Arnold has been brilliant.
I think, okay, so without knowing the information about the inner workings of the front office, I do think there's been a lot of times where Mark has been, he puts the financial aspects of it first.
The longevity of the team.
Yeah, I think there's been times like that. And then like, oh, well, why'd you spend on Andrew McCutchen? Well, it's Andrew McCutchen. You know, that kind of stuff doesn't look good PR-wise. For the 2025 deadline, it feels to me like they were being more protective of their farm system rather than Mark not signing off on half a season of Eugenio Suarez.
And is that an Attanasio call or is that a Matt Arnold call?
That would be a Matt Arnold call. Unless Attanasio said, I need this guy on my team, which if you're mad the owner wasn't getting more inserted in that, saying, no, I need this guy on my team. Now, yes, yeah, statistically, Suarez has not been that great for Seattle. They're still winning a bunch of games. I don't know that what he does in Seattle means he would have done that in Milwaukee. I don't really like doing that comparison.
I just think he set us up for the biggest what if again. So, like, short of winning the World Series this year, there will be a what if we traded for somebody. Just like last year.
It depends on how it ends. Like, if they end the season last year like they did where they didn't have a bat and then Pete Alonso did it.
But so I'm just as frustrated. Like, so don't get me wrong. The creativity of Matt Arnold and this organization is amazing. Like, we got, I don't know if it's luck or skill that Mark Murphy's like just an amazing coach at this level. Like, I feel like it's more luck than skill, but is what it is. But that being said, like, it's another, we would have had like the top, if we would have traded Freddie Peralta, he would have been.
Well, we
like hardly need him, and we could have gotten so much. We have so much pitching.
You want to trade Freddie Peralta for what?
Tim's pulling out whatever hairs left he has.
All right, hold on.
Jake's here.
I got to do a professional reset. Jake's here. Q's here. Tim's here. We're brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. Promo code is BART. 25% off each and every order. HappyPlaceHemp.com. It's also, if I look at my watch correctly, Cone O'Clock.
Oh! He's the biggest Brewers homer there is, so I can't wait for this. But I'll finish my point that, like, last year, what if we would have if we would have been sellers. And like, if you're not going to be buyers, then be sellers. And
we did last year were sellers, and they're good this year, but none of the guys they traded for last year are doing jack shit for them. So it doesn't always work out.
I'm just saying, who's the guy that signed with the Giants?
Devers?
No, our shortstop.
Oh, Adamas?
Yeah, we should have traded Adamas last year. Like, how much better would we have been this year if we had another, like,
I don't know. We traded Devin Williams for Caleb Durbin and Nestor Cortez. It's not like, and Durbin's good.
I just feel like every year we're not sellers and we're not buyers. We just kind of like coast, and then like every year we come up short.
I don't know where you're. I want to hear from Cone.
Cone, go for it.
Well, I really don't know what Q can criticize Mark Antanasio on. I mean, he's coming up with these crazy hypotheticals about Mark Antanasio buying people burgers. You know, Bart, you said it right. He came in the season to provide a summer of entertainment and fun and friendship. Really, this team.
And I'm having one. My kid and I are bonding on levels I didn't even know was possible, thanks to this fucking team.
And, you know, Mark did spend some more money in that Shelby Miller deal to acquire Jordan Montgomery and do his rehab to protect our prospects. So to say he's cheap is questionable at best. This is the bites at the apple approach. I don't know why we expect anything different. The organization has come out and said that repeatedly, and it's working. Let's be real. It's working. This is a great team, probably the best in our lifetime. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
I just need to respond to one thing real quick. Mr. I'm Still Dead says Bart needs a safe space with only Brewer fans who agree with him, because if you hit him with valid points, he gets so angry about his insecurities with the Brewers, he blocks you, LOL. Who are you on Twitter? I will review, unless it's Facebook. I blocked some guy on Facebook who's being an absolute cock, and then he messaged me like, because he kept saying like, oh, Brewers, raise your burger banner. And then I blocked him, and then he's like, why'd you block me? I said, you're being an asshole. And he goes, oh, yeah, LOL. This is my main, and Cone will know this, okay? I don't block the my main issue with blocking and my main issue with people that are fighting me. I believe that I have a thick skin. Did you smirk? What I don't like is when people criticize me for things that are objectively not true. This criticism is objectively not true, but it's true in your version of who you think I am. And rather than be like, no, I feel, fuck you. I'm just, get it.
Now that's cool. Why there's so much discourse these days about, you know, my truth.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. There is the truth and there's not. There's no such thing as your truth.
There's who I am, and then there's who people think I am.
And what matters more?
But people are judging me and getting mad at me based on who they have decided that I am, when that's not who I am.
Well, I don't know.
I am trying to live my truth.
I just like to ask.
There's your truth and there is the truth from a 3-year-old Trader Joe bag.
Yeah, I had to dust this one off under my dresser.
So, Cone, I got to ask you.
You showed your face online, though.
Yeah, but not on the Winklerverse until we win a championship.
So never. Not till Mark A's kids take over. I guess how – what – so this has already been a successful season for you, Cone, for the Brewers?
I would say it's been a summer of entertainment and fun.
Andrew, I'm asking says, your definition, wait, not just like
Andrew
quoting
says 76
people.
And 44, and Q's talking about selling at the deadline. Holy shit, LOL.
I'm saying that if we lose as the number one seed at all, that we're going to say, what if we would have traded? That's my entire point.
Can I do something? Can I do something totally out of bounds?
Please.
That only I would do? Because I'm confident in who I am. That's my truth. So, as I've talked about, I do talk with a person of the therapy. Okay? And one thing that I'm always worried about is the direction the world is headed. Okay? Some of you may like it. I am a little concerned about where things are going economically, stability, you know, all this stuff. So I keep thinking that something really bad's going to happen. And she says, Bart, you might think you're alone in that, but a lot of people I talk to, they do this thing called catastrophizing. They think they're so worried about what's going to happen. Okay. They're so worried about something bad that may happen. It may not, but they're so focused and they're like not going to feel good or right or whole until it does happen because they convinced themselves it's going to happen. So a lot of what I talk to her about, and I'm being very raw and honest as I always am, is trying to, even if this stuff is going to happen that I fear, enjoy the now. Enjoy the moment. Have your summer of entertainment and passion. You are catastrophizing, or that's not how you say it, but that's what you're doing. It may end in a disaster. And I've long not been enjoy the ride guy. I've been that. But this season is bringing us unprecedented levels of entertainment and passion. The shit that is happening in this town is incredible. And it may come to a scorching end, but I am going to enjoy this. Unlike anything. For their 12th game, they score 12 runs on 12 hits. You fucking kidding me, man? I'm enjoying this shit.
Preach.
I'm really enjoying it too. I'm just like, the only reason I called in was because
the guy who wants to sell.
What's that?
Says the guy who wanted to trade Freddy Peralta.
So the only reason I called in is because Jake was calling out Mark A. haters. And like, I don't think success in August will silence any Mark A. hater.
So
catastrophizing. Best brewer season ever.
So table that and then come back in October and do the I told you so.
Well, yeah, I will. This is the last time I'll say it now.
Like, I am somebody who has said, I don't think they'll ever win a World Series in my life.
Yeah.
And even with still thinking that this is going to explode in some horrific way, like the end result of this is probably going to be a disaster, like it always is. I can't let myself think about that. Tyler says he's having more conversations with casual relationships about the Brewers than at any other point in his life.
This is the best season since CC Sabathia. I'm not taking that away at all. And it's super fun.
What were you like then? Oh, 3 days rest. He's going to be so tired.
I mean, that was 15 years ago, right? So I was like in my early, like I was, I don't know. What year was that? I was like barely 20.
Yeah.
So like I hadn't. And back then, Mark A was wheeling and dealing. And he traded for CC. Like, who would ever complain about that? We went for it. There's been such a disconnect, and then
We should have gone for it. We should have traded Freddy Peralta away.
I'm not saying that. My point is, I wish we would have some conviction. Like, either let's be all in or all out. It doesn't make sense to have one foot in each pool. But like, I don't want to come in and shit on the parade, which I already did. Like I'm as excited.
You have diarrhea'd all over anybody's good feelings.
I only called in because Jake was calling me out.
Hey, stop using Jake as a crutch. You got to be responsible for your own words.
I see both sides of the coin. So, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope we win a playoff series.
Don't do that. And then I hope I'm wrong.
No. So here's what I'll say. I'll answer the question that Cone doesn't like to be pinned down ever for anything. He just likes to quote random men. So we'll just let him quote his random men. That's his version of having a take, is quoting people. But a successful season for me will be winning.
Are you calling me a real life aggregator?
Yeah. I don't think you have a real take except for like maybe about Badgers basketball, but you're like the only person that cares about it. So, to the level that he does, I don't know, but a successful Brewer season for me will be winning a single playoff series because we have not done it in nearly a decade.
Look what we're going for tomorrow, boys. Look what we're going for tomorrow. 13-0. 13 straight.
That's awesome.
Let's go.
George Webb.
Can you imagine if they roll through the weekend and then they've got the doubleheader on Monday?
Oh, that'd be great. Oh, Cubs, by the way. I saw this argument down on my friends at the Score the other day. They were going with the, is Jed Hoyer the one at the plate missing? Is Craig Counsell the one that's making, once you go that argument, you know you're fucking torched.
Well, and that's the actual best part about this. It's not the Brewers' success. It's that it's coming at the expense of Craig and the Cubs. So, Tim, what would be a successful Brewer season for you this year? Like what?
Oh, we've already had it.
You know what? Winning a playoff series.
Well, yeah, but
it's pretty simple.
But look, okay, I've said again that maybe this team never wins a World Series. Maybe you don't. Maybe you never win the big one.
It's hard.
2008, though, we remember fondly. Okay, 2018, we remember fondly. 1987, this fucking team didn't even make the playoffs. You start 13-0, you don't even make the playoffs. 1992 was fun. That was, it was like my favorite team ever. I've long been championship or bust guy. I do think seeing this happen, I'm telling you, I'm a changed man as a father, boy dad, so only half a dad. But this kid's having the time of his fucking life watching these games.
And this will be your first.
What am I supposed to tell him when he's excited watching the game in bed when they have a tag out to walk off? And he's like, yeah, am I supposed to be, son?
No.
They haven't won anything yet.
You're doing what you need to do. And this is like your first true Brewer season with your son. So, like, I'm glad it's one of the best ever. So.
All right. I'm going to win-loss the Bucks schedule now.
Jesus. Really? You're really going to do that?
No,
I haven't even pulled up the schedule yet.
Yeah, I haven't either.
The Bucks have a New Year's Eve game. Gone go the Globetrotters. How about that?
What? At home?
Is it during the day?
Because
they can do both. They can do both. They do Marquette and Bucks in the same day.
Yeah, but not
at home. No, they're Globetrotters is at night. We win last year, and then they did fireworks after.
Well, I've been during the day, too. Maybe they do doubleheader.
All right, anyway, back to the Brewers. Forget the Bucks. You can talk about them in October and November after the World Series.
They're doing a day game?
Whatever.
Wait, what?
Now that I have reception, I'm back.
What do you want to say about the Brewers?
I have a lot to say.
I want to congratulate Isaac Collins, who currently now is the leader in odds for Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
How about that?
Colin, take your bag off. You've already been on Tim's thing.
That was for Tim Allen, though.
Yeah, and the world saw it.
Is nobody going to comment on my sweet West Ham hat, by the way?
Oh, nice hat.
Wait, home openers against Chris Middleton.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah, October 22nd.
He probably won't play. He'll have back problems or something.
Oh, I love this from Tyler also. I can't wait for our kids to bitch about the constant celebrating of the 25 Brewers like we do the 82 Brewers.
That's, 100%.
I ordered this hat, by the way, from London. And they said, you can have this hat, but you are going to get an additional bill from customs.
Is that the tariff? That is
yeah.
The
hat? Yeah. I'm going to get tariffed on this hat.
What a fucked up. Sorry. Never mind. I'm not getting into it.
Yeah, Cone, how do you feel about tariffs? No.
Well, they brought in $20 billion.
Yeah, it's making my life better. I'm selling stuff that's international, so it hits my revenue, so I'm happy.
Where's this fucking schedule here?
Are we really doing the Buck schedule? Because I'm leaving.
We're not really going to win loss it, but I want to look at marquee games.
About the bad
you want me to just read it to you, Bart?
All right. Peace
no.
out.
Go all right, Cone, love you.
Mark A is the best owner in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, no, that's not true. I am.
No, you are.
I am. Once again, I want to thank our friends at Happy Place Hemp. Promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. I was going to stop in there last week for you, Tim, and then I got, because I work afternoons, and I thought I had all this time. Man, working afternoons, working days is hard. How do you people do it? Jesus. I couldn't keep anything coming or going. My new favorite phrase. But I will get in there because I need some more seltzers.
Can you hear me at all? I feel like I'm talking to
you. I can.
From now on, when Sparky takes his show off, can you do the show, please?
Wait, Rami did it.
I thought Rami did great.
I was on with him.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun segment.
Oh, now Tim froze.
He's from the score.
No, I mean, I think Rami's earned the ability to talk about Wisconsin sports. I celebrated with him shirtless in the courtyard when they won the Bucks. He's got my stamp of approval. And isn't that all you need?
I'd just rather have.
So our two games against the Celtics aren't until like the last month of the season. So wouldn't it be funny if Tatum's back and they're like making a playoff push?
Oh God. They're not gonna play him, are they?
There was a rumor this week that they're not ruling him out. Globetrotters normally play on the first, not the 31st.
No, New Year's Eve.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went last year. Does this get bigger for you? You gotta go.
I gotta go. Unless you want to do this fast.
Charlotte, win. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, the second game of the year, isn't it? So it's the last 2 weeks of October is the beginning of the regular season.
Oh, so, here's the preseason. Okay. I want to look at games. Ooh, Bucks, Knicks, NBC.
So last year we had 17 nationally broadcast games. I can't read this PDF. It's too small. Can you count them quick?
I think it should say in the release. Shouldn't it?
I don't know. So we got one.
It doesn't say.
Two, three.
Do you count Peacock as nationally broadcast?
Justin said yes. He said to count Peacock and Prime.
So
because we count them for football.
By the way, I want to let people know how that's happening. Just real quick, Ty. I mean, I got to look at the schedule. It's in the title of the YouTube. The NBC games, when the Bucks are on those or whoever, the Eastern and Central time zones are going to get one game. And then the Western and Mountain time zones are going to get the other game. So it's not going to be the doubleheader that TNT was. It will be if you then stream that additional game on Peacock. Okay. If that made sense. So,
I only counted 10. Oh, no, I guess there's more. So it's 10 through January.
Warriors at Bucks. I'm texting my brother.
For Halloween. Can you scroll down a page? I'll count the other ones.
No, you can do that on your own time.
Well, then we'll have I was almost there. I got 10. We can tell the people what it is.
What do you need? February and 11, March?
12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I think it's like exactly what it was last year.
All right. Let me just look quickly at some highlights. October, there is a Knicks game Tuesday night, the 28th on NBC. 2 days later, Golden State's in town. December, there's the NBA Cup. We are the defending champions, and we have a little bit of a road trip. I think that's the longest road trip of the year over the Christmas break. I skipped November. November, they play on the road around Thanksgiving, but they do come home for a Brooklyn game that night on Saturday. Ooh, Saturday, November 1, 4 o'clock game, Sacramento. I'm trying to look for those games to maybe take the boy. January, we've got Golden State on the road, ESPN, Minnesota at home, NBC. A lot of national games in January. A couple of NBC affairs there. West Coast trip at Sacramento, at Golden State, at Lakers, at Denver. And then the longest home stretch, we got February. Okay, Toronto 2:30. February, March, we got a long home stretch there, the first week of March. So I'm going to dig into that a little bit more. We will win, lost that. As Q just flat out disappeared. Oh, I thought I was actually talking to somebody. Interesting. And also Tim's gone. Huh. And where did Cone go? This Brewer talk really torpedoed because of one man's irrational hate for an owner. Catastrophe. I get it. You don't want to get your hopes up. It's Wisconsin sports. And you know what? The same thing I told Mike Wicked in February of 2020. He goes, what's going to stop this Bucks team from winning? I go, I don't know. I'm worried about this coronavirus. Maybe something happens out of our control. I am really, really trying very hard. This is a new thing for me. I am trying to enjoy the moment. I am trying to enjoy the ride. We don't got a lot of time left here. I'm probably past halfway of living. 41. I'm probably less than that. Don't clip this if I like randomly die tonight. Eesh. You know, sometimes people die and they're like, look at his last tweet. It was like, oh my. So I hate to say it, but I'm just trying to enjoy what I have. I got a nice family. I got a basement that did not flood. I got this sweet fucking sign back here. I got a sweet hat I'm going to get tariffed on. I get to talk to you guys and get the interaction and, you know, have fun. We got the little carved out section of the Milwaukee media. We're like the basement, literal basement of Milwaukee media. You walk in and the front shelves are all like, you know, the big stations. And everyone's like, ah, that's kind of shit. They got a secret club. Just knock on the door, say Winklerverse, and you come on in. That's where the real conversation happens. That's where the should have traded Freddie Peralta with 76 wins conversation happens. But I'm enjoying this Brewer. I mean, if you can't enjoy this Brewers team, what can you enjoy? If you can't enjoy this Brewers team, Tim, what can you enjoy?
You can't enjoy anything then, because I'm even going to admit now that I am having one hell of a time with this team. I feel like every night I'm talking about the Brewers and being like, did you see that? Can you believe that?
I might need you to edit and post, maybe just chop off like 5 to 10 minutes of cue. He made his point, went on a little long.
That was some crazy stuff. He's a bigger Bucks fan. That's a casual Brewer fan just trying to make his point.
I still haven't pegged down Q though in that manner, because when it comes to the Bucks, if this was the Bucks, he's narrow-minded with his teams.
He'd be defending them to the end for the Bucks. So.
Yeah. Where Jake might be shitting on him.
Yep.
Now let's all talk about the real problem. Is that Matt LaFleur is not going to get Jordan Love to a Super Bowl.
Easy. Packers go 12-5 this year.
Where are they this weekend? Are they in Indianapolis?
Yeah, open their joint practice today.
These joint practices are really pissing me off.
Well, apparently they get better. You can tell more in these joint practices than in a preseason game.
Yeah, because it's a controlled environment. The other day I was talking about, Bucks made a signing. Bucks made a signing with the spot we thought would go to Thanasis. Yeah. So if that's not going to Thanasis, does that mean Giannis is out?
No. Thanasis will be on his courtside seat. Don't worry.
Amir Coffee, 1-year deal with the Bucks. Okay.
Can we go back to the Brewers real quick?
Yeah.
I still don't like Mark Antanasio. I probably will never like him. But he's also kind of not the reason why this team is playing this well. It is Pat Murphy. Got to give him his props. He's probably going to be back-to-back managers, back-to-back manager of the year, only joining Bobby Cox as the only ones to go back-to-back.
With two different managers?
No. Back-to-back managers of the year. Bobby Cox.
Oh, he won it last year?
Done it back-to-back.
He did win it last year?
Pat Murphy?
I don't fucking remember. I don't think there should be NL and AL managers of the year. I've talked about that. Should just be one.
Just want manager of the year? Sure. It probably would still be Murphy.
I want to go back to 1993 and be like National League, American League actually fucking matter.
And the umpires too, like you had National League umpires and American League umpires. Different.
I think I already said it. Like Mark could easily be Bob Nutting. He could easily be John Fisher. He could easily be Jerry Reinsdorf. He could easily be the Polad family. He could easily suck way worse than any of us think he does. He's investing into this team. We may wish he would do more, and maybe he can do more. And maybe at some point I'll say, like, Mark fucked over 2025. But the evidence is not there right now.
No.
The point that Cone made about Montgomery, yeah, they took on salary to not give up a prospect.
I mean, look at the Cubs. They didn't do a single thing.
Yeah.
At what they needed.
Well, that's the best bullpen Craig Counsell's ever had.
What? Why are you holding your phone up like this? Are you recording me?
This is a microphone.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I guess it does look like my phone.
From here, it looks like a phone, yeah.
See, I have this case. I have a charging case. But the top came off. And I lost it, and they won't give me a new one even though it's under warranty. All right, I got to go. I got to get my steps in before my haircut.
All right.
There is still hair to cut, I'm told.
Maybe we should do. Let's talk about doing like post game, pre game shows, Bart.
Do you want to go get George Webb next week with me?
Yeah. Do you want to go? You want to meet me in West Dallas? I live by two George Webbs.
Yeah, we got to. Do we want to do a podcast in line?
92nd and Beloit, and then like 73rd and Greenfield.
I look like that guy that's on those like alien shows.
Yeah, I'll meet you after work. Let's definitely get a burger.
All right, I'll get in line for us. All right, thank you everyone for stopping into the Winklerverse.
Sorry, I didn't have the best reception. I'm in Genoa, Illinois.